And now the Brooklands Radio Playhouse.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Upstage Surrey presents A Nag's Tale by Richard Newbold.
The best is yet to come.
Come the day you're mine.
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 Come on, Harry. Come on, my son. Give us some space. Come on, lad. You're getting her boxed in. That's it. Put her out the pack and show her the whip. Bloody hell, man. Get past them. Come on. You can do it. You can get there.
Down, Jerry. You're going to give yourself a heart attack.
Oh, for goodness sake, Lucinda, can't a man have a bit of fun? Should have bloody won that race. If Harry hadn't got her boxed in 3 furlongs out.
It wasn't his fault. He did his very best, and I thought he did frightfully well to come in third. Don't worry, you'll still win a little bit of prize money, darling.
Third isn't good enough, Lucinda. A horse with her breeding should be winning races like this by a bloody mile. I don't spend $500,000 on a foal to have her come in third. Let's go to the paddock and see what Mary thought.
Hello, Gerald. Lucinda, hi. We're just checking her over to make sure everything's okay.
Hello, Mr. Sinclair. I'm so sorry I didn't quite get there, but I did my best. To be honest, I don't think the ground suited her today. She struggled to pick up pace towards the end of the race. I think she's more suited to the mile and a half. She's a damn good filly, though. And I know she can win, over the right distance.
She looks fine to me. And the vet says she's breathing normally, and that's the main thing. Why don't we go and have a coffee in the owner's lounge, Gerald, and I'll give you the full debrief. Pull up a chair, Gerald.
OK, Mary, what's the verdict? How do you really think she performed today?
Well, I had a chat with Harry after the race, and he said she reared up coming out of the stalls and then never really got going properly. I don't know why, because she's been doing really great work over the gallops the last few weeks. Maybe the ground was a bit soft for her.
The racing post says the ground is good firm today. I really don't think the ground was a problem.
Well, I think we should try her over a slightly longer distance next time out. If you have the availability, Gerald, come over to the yard sometime and you can see for yourself just how well she's getting on.
Perfect. I'll come on Friday the 16th. I'm in the area seeing my brother that day. He lives nearby, so I'll meet you on the gallops at 6:30, bright and early, in the normal spot. Then he can head off to see him afterwards.
Great. I'll see you then. We can run through her training schedule and discuss plans for her next race. There's a particular race at Sandown, which I think she could win in a couple of weeks' time.
Harry, darling, thanks for coming at such short notice. You're such a sweetie. Can I get you a drink?
Oh, thanks. Just a lime and soda, please. Can't slow down the horse. Need to keep my weight in check and all that, you know.
Here we are, Harry. Your lime and soda and my dry martini.
Well, what can I do for you, Mrs. Sinclair?
Oh, Lucinda, please. I think it's a case of what we can do for each other. You've always struck me as a man of integrity, Harry. Can I rely on your discretion?
Yes, of course. My word is my bond, so it is.
It's a long story, Harry, and a bit of a delicate subject. So before I tell you, I need you to promise me that you will keep it totally to yourself and not tell a soul.
Of course, Mrs. Lucinda. Oh, feels a bit weird calling you that. Look, you can trust me implicitly. Don't worry. Fire away. What's the problem?
That's fine, Harry, darling. In fact, you can call me Lulu. I reserve that honour for my very special friends.
Okay.
Okay, here goes. I'm ashamed to admit, but I have run myself into a little bit of debt, unfortunately. And if I'm honest, I'm rather afraid to tell Gerald. He has a bit of a short fuse and get very worked up over silly little things like money. I mean, no wonder his first wife bolted for the door. He can be such an old grump sometimes.
Oh, I see. And how might a poor little old jockey like me be able to help someone like you get out of debt?
Well, it crossed my mind the last time I watched you race. I realised we might be in a unique position where we could be of mutual benefit to each other.
Oh, really? How? Tell me more. I'm all ears.
Gerald told me the other day that Lucy Lockett is down to run at Sandown in a couple of weeks, and I'm sure Mary will be asking you to ride her again. You've ridden her a few times now, and you know her well, and Mary trusts you with her.
Hmm. Yeah, she probably will. But how can that help you? And me?
Well, I was just thinking, if you and I came to a little side arrangement whereby you get yourself stuck at the back and subsequently lose the race...
Yes?
Well, then I could bet against her winning and clear my debts from the winnings. Jerry always keeps about 50k in the safe at home, so the way I see it, I could just borrow it for a few hours and then replace it, and he would never know.
Hmm. An interesting plan, Lulu, if I may. But what's in it for me?
Well, what would you like to be in it for you, Harry?
Well, I could do with a bit of cash myself, actually. So I'd want something significant. For the risk I would be taking, you understand?
Of course, Harry. Shall we say 10%? I'll tell you what. Why don't we drink up and then head back to the manor house for a coffee where we can discuss things further? Gerald's away for a couple of days seeing his older brother, so I have got the house to myself, and I get a little scared alone in such a large house. You could even stay for dinner. How does that sound?
That sounds like an excellent idea. Let's finish these and I'll follow you back.
She is flying like the wind this morning. I checked her time over the last mile and she's just broken the all-time record on these gallops over this distance. I mean, it's incredible.
Wow, Mary, you're right. She's going well. She's in fantastic condition. She could win the bloody derby if she carries on like this. How exciting!
Maybe in the future, Gerald. But for the moment, let's concentrate on winning at Sandown next week. If she continues in this form, she'll leave the rest of them standing.
You're a genius, Mary.
Not really. On the right ground, she flies along. She's just a damn good horse with a fantastic turn of foot.
Come in, Harry. Make yourself at home. I'll pour us a couple more drinks.
What a beautiful house, Lulu. You have great taste, to be sure.
Maybe great taste in interiors, unlike my taste in men.
Oh, why do you say that?
When I married Gerald, I thought our lives would be exciting. But he can be such an old bore. Mm. Apart from his racehorses, he doesn't have any other interests.
Well, he's always been very involved in the racing, as far as I'm aware. In fact, he's been around ever since I started riding professionally all those years ago.
Actually, between you and I think our age difference is starting to show. I mean, I can barely get him to take me out for a decent meal nowadays without him whining, saying he's tired and wants to go home.
Maybe he has another reason why he might want to get you home early, Lulu.
If only. His idea of a holiday last year was to head up to York races for a week. I wanted to go to Mallorca to stay with my old friends on their yacht, but no, Gerald wouldn't hear of it. In fact, he told me to grow up and act my age. I think he sometimes forgets that I'm 25 years younger than him, and always will be.
This sofa is really comfortable. Why don't you come over here and sit next to me so we can start to make our plan?
Harry, we'd better not drink too much, or I might end up letting you take advantage of me.
And I was just thinking we both needed another drink. Come on.
Well, before we get too pissed, let's run through our plan for the Sandown race.
Okay, I've been thinking about that. It's quite simple, really. I'll come out of the stalls quickly and get her to the front of the pack, so it looks as if I'm trying.
Uh-huh.
Then halfway through the race, I'll slow her down a little and let the other horses catch up. Then I'll move her across the rail so that she gets trapped and boxed in, and then I'll break free, making it look like I'm trying to win. But it'll be far too late.
Oh.
Job done.
That sounds like the perfect plan. And meanwhile, I'll bet against Lucy Lockett. I've already set up an online account in my own name, and I know a couple of friendly bookies on course who take cash and will do me a favour if I flutter my eyelids at them. I'll take the cash out of the safe the night before so that everything is ready.
Yeah, sounds like we have a plan.
We do. Well done, us.
So, now do you fancy showing me the rest of the house? I'm particularly interested in how you've done your bedroom, so I am.
Oh, you saucy devil, Harry. You know that, don't you? Come on, then. Let me show you the upstairs.
Gerald, can I have a word with you? In private.
Yes, of course. Everything okay? Was Lucy Lockett all right travelling down in the horse box? No problems?
Oh, yes. It's nothing to do with the horse, Gerald. It's actually to do with a jockey.
Really? Why? What's wrong with Harry?
Oh, nothing in particular. But I happened to be in one of the stables yesterday, the one adjoining Lucy Lockett's, inspecting Sunset's hoof. She's one of my best two-year-olds. When I heard voices next door...
Voices? What sort of voices?
Well, I kept very quiet and listened through the wall, and I heard Harry on his mobile talking to someone. And I swear I heard him say everything is in place for tomorrow, and that he had been booked to ride Lucy Lockett.
In place? I wonder what he meant by that, and who he was talking to.
I don't know what he meant, but what I do know is that I don't think I can trust him. So I've decided to swap his booking with one of my other jockeys, Johnny Wilson. He's a good lad, and he's ridden Lucy Lockett a couple of times, and he will do his best.
Does Harry know yet?
No, he hasn't got a clue. In fact, I'm just on my way down to the jockey's changing room now to tell him.
You what? What do you mean you're not riding her? Why the hell would Mary change your booking 20 minutes before the bloody race? I can't believe it. I've just spent £50,000 betting against her winning this bloody race. Did you tell anyone? You must have told someone. Mary would never drop you minutes before a race.
Look, I'm sorry, Lucinda. I'm as angry as you. I promise that I didn't tell a soul. I just don't understand it.
She better not win, Harry. If she wins, you're going to pay for this.
Yeah, it was your idea, Lucinda.
Bloody hell! Well, sort it out, Harry, or you'll be the one who's sorry. Do you think you could get this other jockey to lose the race?
No way. He's as straight as they come and would go running to Mary if I even suggested such a thing.
Well, you better think of something, and quickly.
Come on, Johnny, come on, my lad. Yes, that's it, keep going. Go on, push her on. Good lad. She's pulling away, Mary, she's going to win. Yes, yes, yes. Well done, lad. She's won by over 3 lengths. Woohoo! Bloody good show, my boy.
Oh, I knew she could do it, Gerald. She's a damn good filly. I'm thinking if she can win by this margin against such a good field, we could consider entering her for the Derby next month. What do you think?
You bloody idiot, Harry. I've just lost Gerald's 50 grand and it's all your fault.
Look, it's nothing to do with me. It was your stupid idea and now it's backfired on you.
Oh,
it was out of my hands.
My fault, Harry. I don't think so. I did everything right at my end, but you've messed everything up. You pay for this and by the way, just so you know, you're rubbish in bed and a useless bloody lover and what's more, I faint. Goodbye. Jerry! Hello! Sorry, darling. I didn't hear you come up behind me. Congratulations on your win.
Hello, my dear. I assume you didn't hear me come up behind you. The advantage of parking the Bentley on the grass, eh? In fact, I've been standing behind you for the last 5 minutes, so I've just heard every word you said to that scoundrel, Harry Brown.
Oh, no.
And oh my, I guarantee that he will never race again. I'll be speaking to Mary. And oh, as far as you're concerned, I think it's about time I have a word with the divorce lawyer. Don't you, darling?
Jerry, no!
You have been listening to A Nag's Tale, written and directed by Richard Newbold, edited by David O'Rohity, and produced by Upstage Surrey, with Darren Partridge as Harry, Rachel Bavage as Lucinda, Tim Solway as Gerald, and Celia Gatwood as Mary. Music and sound effects courtesy of YouTube. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment. Performed by local people for local people.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.